This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They have been huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 23. It's our Chapter 4, Good versus Evil. We've done these for the last 4 years as our season-opening event. It is sold out at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every one of my golf tournaments, often provides gifts to all players. And for this event, they're providing not one, but two prize baskets that will be available in the prize draft. They simply want me to tell you that when you are in need of legal assistance, if you live in the Tampa Bay area, you don't need to live in Brandon. You don't need to work in Brandon. You can call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult and not ask what type of law they specialize in, because they are a full service law firm. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. It was last summer I took a group from Brandon Legal Group for an afternoon lunch and fun over to Pin Chaser, specifically the North Armenia location, which has 50 lanes at 4847 North Armenia. Pin Chasers also has locations at 5555 West Hillsboro, 40 lanes, and 32 lanes at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers have just begun year 61, providing fun and entertainment to generations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Couple of things coming up at Pin Chasers. First of all, if you do not have plans for Super Bowl Sunday, how about Super Bowling at Pin Chasers? 5 p.m. to close, unlimited bowling and pizza, only $12 per person. 5 p.m. to close. Also, they'll be offering $1 Bud Light drafts, and any kids that are part of your group age 15 and younger get a free $5 game card for arcade play. Remember, your shoes are always free at Pin Chasers. Even if you need a pair of socks to wear with those shoes, just ask. They give you those too. I was just over at Pin Chasers a little earlier today picking up a gift basket for the prize draft for Todd Wright Tour 23 this Saturday. And my friend Drew Garabo has his huge charity fundraiser at Pin Chasers Midtown on Saturday, February 29th. It's Drew Garabo's Down to Bowl, with all proceeds going to Down Syndrome Association. For more information, go to theboneonline.com. I believe it's theboneonline.com/downtobowl. Thanks to Anthony Peroni for his continued support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, for being quite an ambassador in the community, and for his support of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Remember my email if you want me to talk about something on the Toddcast that perhaps I've overlooked. If you have a follow-up to anything I've talked about on the Toddcast, you can email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Do not post it on a message board. Do not post it on Twitter. My Twitter is simply used to promote some of the things that I do. I don't actively post any opinions there. You can follow me on Instagram if you like. We can go that route. Instagram is at ToddWright2020. And for those of you more my age, we can go the Facebook route. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I said I would cut another Toddcast early in Super Bowl week, and I will be talking about – I'll actually cut my webcast on Wednesday. It will be posted Thursday at the Identity Tampa Bay, my What Are the Odds webcast, as it relates to some of the props offered by longtime friend Jay Cornegay at the Westgate Superbook, Las Vegas. But I want to step away from the Super Bowl for a little bit, and this seems justified. One of the shows I've watched since the first day it was ever on the air, and I still actively watch it virtually every day, is Tony and Mike on PTI. I enjoy their chemistry. I enjoy their wisdom. I enjoy their knowledge. They're not right 100% of the time. And they know that. And no one is. But they made time today to talk about a baseball story. And you know how rarely I talk baseball here on the Toddcast. But ironically, it was something I was asked to talk about on television in one of my Spectrum Bay News 9 segments in the last couple of weeks, and it was, are the Astros going to get back to the World Series? And I answered the question very simply by saying no, and I'll give you three reasons. Number one, the entire composition of Major League Baseball will have them circled for the upcoming season. I think it's going to be very difficult not only on the Astros to win, I think it simply is going to be difficult to be a member of the Astros in the upcoming season. Second, the Astros lost Gerrit Cole, an absolutely dominant pitcher who put them in a terrific position to succeed in 2019, and Cole was paid hundreds of millions of dollars to take his talents to the Bronx. And the third reason I gave, and this was a couple of weeks ago, was I said, there are reports that Dusty Baker might be in the mix to be the new manager, replacing the suspended, then fired A.J. Hinch, who was at the helm of this team for the last number of years. And say what you will about cheating, A.J. Hinch knows how to manage a baseball team and succeed in October. It wasn't all just knowing when a changeup was coming. I do not believe that. Dusty Baker does not know how to win in October. And for those who cover baseball and cover it a lot more than I do these days, those of you saying Dusty Baker is the right choice or the perfect choice to take over the Houston Astros at this point, you are flat out fucking wrong. And I don't know how you're so fucking wrong. Are you ignoring the obvious here? And I'm talking to those who cover baseball who say that Dusty Baker is the right guy for the job. And I guess I'm also talking to the Houston Astros owner who has to pick a guy to deal with a lot of stuff we haven't seen in a long time and keep this team winning 100 games and successful in October. You can talk to me all you want about Dusty Baker being a household name in baseball and how experienced he is as a player and a manager and how he's a player's manager. And he has 1,800 career wins, three-time manager of the year. Just stop it. There isn't another manager that gags October the last 20 years across four separate franchises like Dusty Baker. You know, Marvin Lewis was 0-7 in the National Football League playoffs as the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. And there was a hint there for a moment that Marvin Lewis might be coming back to be a head coach in the NFL. And it just would have been, I've missed him because it was such a given every time Marvin Lewis had a playoff game that his Bengals would lose that playoff game. That was seven straight times. Granted, it was only with one franchise, and albeit a bad one, but the Bengals have gone to two Super Bowls. One under Forrest Gregg, one under Sam Weish. Right, Forrest Gregg was the first one. Sam Weish was the second one. Super Bowl 16 and then 23. Dusty Baker, again, has gagged October like no other manager in baseball for 20 years running. And it's not just like Marvin Lewis with one team where you say, oh, they stink anyway. No. He gagged it with the San Francisco Giants, who in later years under Bruce Bochy won multiple World Series. He gagged it with the Chicago Cubs, who in later years under Joe Madden actually won the World Series. He gagged it with the Cincinnati Reds, albeit the Reds haven't won a World Series since 1990, but it was their best chance in roughly 2012 to win a championship, and Dusty gagged that as well, with Scott Rolen giving him some help. And then the following year, their tank job at the end of the year, which Dusty had done with some previous franchises as well, not finishing strong in the regular season, just as October is beginning, Dusty did that in Cincinnati before getting fired. And then Dusty, this was a stupid move, the Washington Nationals had been a franchise that could get to the postseason. They just couldn't win in the postseason. So go out and hire the guy who gags postseasons like no other, Dusty Baker. And what happened? A total gag job. Here's who it would make sense to hire Dusty Baker to be your manager. A franchise that has lost on average 100 games a year for the last 3 to 5 years. That really looks like they have no hope. Because Baker has proved he can win for a majority of the regular season. That whole 1,800 career wins comes into play there. So if you need to just win regular season games, as long as they're not the last week or two of September, I get it. What Dusty does works. But you're the Houston Astros. The last 3 years, for some of the right reasons and some of the wrong reasons, you've won the World Series. You've won multiple LCSs. And in none of those 3 years did you lose in your opening game or series in the postseason. And that's exactly what Dusty Baker does. This makes zero sense. And when all those dominoes started falling, with the Astros losing a manager, the Red Sox losing a manager, the Mets losing a manager, even before I was asked to do the TV segment, in the back of my head I'm thinking, uh-oh, is Dusty Baker going to get another shot? Because none of these three teams expected to need a manager. Even the Mets had already made their decision on Carlos Beltran, that new manager. And sure enough, it's the one where you're asking him to maintain the level of postseason success when he doesn't have any of it himself. I think you can talk all you want about what the Astros did, what their response has been, what's going to happen going forward. Were the penalties strong enough? This move, to me, is the one that stands out as insanely stupid. Simply because you've got so much to go on that Baker can't win in October. With a team that still, admittedly, without Gerrit Cole now, has talent to win in October and has been winning in October for 3 years. You're supposed to bring in somebody to maintain this beyond the cheating scandal. not the one guy who clearly can burn it down. And that's Dusty Baker. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, the Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Remember, on Super Bowl Sunday, 5 p.m. to close at the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia, $12 per person, unlimited bowling, and unlimited pizza. $1 extra per Bud Light draft, and children age 15 or younger get a free $5 game card to run off to the arcade while you're there. Go to pinchasers.net for more information or call 813-871-2695. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Plenty of football conversation to come as the week goes on. We have plenty of time, and I will get you more podcasts.